Another day, another struggle. But we are here today. Today is a new day. We are in March. I haven't done a podcast in over 6 months, I think. Wow. It has been a real, real roller coaster, guys. Like, I'm literally doing this podcast homeless. My car actually just broke. We'll get into it later in the podcast, but yeah, I'm actually in this public library I found here in Vegas. They have a place called The Thinking Room, and I'm hopefully going to get connected with one of those podcasters here in the library. Who knows? At any rate, it's a free service. I'm literally just walking around with a computer and a MIDI keyboard because, wow, it's like, this podcast should be breaking down in sections because it's too much things going on. But yeah, like always, it's raw and uncut. I am literally just talking and rambling about things that are going on because I have no time to literally sit down. Sometimes I do, but unfortunately right now, since I am still doing this company, unfortunately, not even. It's unfortunate because I have no one in my team. I've been doing this since, well, if you guys are following me, I don't know, probably around September? No, I'm lying. June. I've been starting my company since June. So it's almost a full year that I've been up and down with this company. Originally, I did start a silkscreen company. And the reason I was doing that, and it's still there, it's for my real company that I really want to do. But I'm not going to talk about that right now. Only a certain amount of people know what I'm talking about. But it does go with electrical magnetic frequencies. We're going to protect humans from that. That's what I'm going for. So the reason I started this company was, well, I need, I call it residual income. Basically, what I'm looking for is some way for me to not necessarily work so I can start doing material, for example, a podcast. This takes a bit of time, you know, to maybe, for example, instead of just doing this raw and uncut, having a really good status or a stable topic to talk about. Like right now, I know we're talking about business and starting your own company. But sometimes, you know, you just want to have something really legit for the quick 30 minutes or 15 minutes or even at that 10 minutes or 5, 8 minutes that you're using podcast for. But right now, like I said, that's why I'm starting this another company, which is the Eco-Friendly Mobile Detailing Company. That one, again, I could have easily just went and thought about it like any other human. Like, this is a good opportunity to make money. Fuck the environment. Excuse my French. Fudge the environment. But to me, I think about, like, well, that's the reason I got into silkscreen, because I saw that a lot of texturization and fabrication and just text color companies, it could be from, what is it, India down to, I don't know, Asia, that they don't really necessarily take it. Even in Africa too, they have some that are really bad. But Mexico actually not that bad. We're going more, that's where I actually got the information on how to make natural base ink. Oh guys, like I said, I'm still haven't had time to do the Patreon nor the OnlyFans. Actually, I did have the OnlyFans made, but I haven't even done any product or put anything in there. I just made the account and just left. I'm like, no, I don't want to get into it. But yeah. So at any rate, or was I? Sorry, it's like a lot of stuff. Yeah, I got into instead of using like synthetic-based inks, or let's say for example, you make red, you need oxidized iron, and that's how they get the red, or maybe the other ones. It's like all these chemicals that are byproducts of other chemical products that we've done before for other, let's say, products that we use on our everyday basis, you know, that we consider as luxury. But at the end of the day, like, we make so much waste making one little item. Obviously, it's mass produced, but still. So the way I look at it, it's I believe that it should all be more or less small businesses, no necessarily all corporations. Hopefully soon we can all go into free enterprise, but we're not there in the future. One day we'll be there. But yeah, we'll, you know, let's look at small states like or even at that cantos, or even at that provinces, you know. There's so many different ways of saying it. But when, you know, the economy or the community itself is quite lower class, they, and let's say, for example, there's no, you know, corporations that want to go into that area or something. I don't know. Well, sometimes, you know, you start small businesses, like, you know, like just helping the everyday Joe, you know, like, let's say Mrs. Maria over there, or Ms. Johnson that's selling, you know, some kind of food, or maybe making some kind of repairs or something, you know? Like, you, instead of going to a specific LLC perfect shop, you go to these small businesses to support, you know, the community itself, so that way it can keep progressing. And going based on community, one thing, too, we should actually pay attention to is voting. I was just thinking about that the other day, too, and good thing I just remembered to put into the podcast. Basically, you have to pay attention to your local state, because if we don't pay attention to certain judges or district court areas, they fall into default. Because, you know, I don't know if you ever notice when you're driving or when you see like an open field or somewhat that they're doing construction, they always put some kind of like face or something that says vote for Jenny Rogers District A community, you know, like, or Family Court Number 7 or something crap, something weird like that, and you're like, oh, that's pretty cool, but whatever. That right there is more, I would assume, I'm not too sure, but it's more like for the middle class area people, like, they actually pay attention to that because that is their demographics. And us as the lower class, we don't really pay attention to none of that stuff. We're actually just paying attention to survive, you know, like right now, for example, me, again, we go back to the same thing, why I'm not making a podcast is because, again, we have certain things going on in our lives that we cannot pay attention to the actual reality of what's going on of our surroundings, because, again, we're just trying to make that, you know, the easy little 50 cents, 25 cents to make that loaf of bread so we can survive for the next day, while they already have the loaf of bread made by different people, you know, and they're over here focusing on how to sell the bread, you know? And that's what we have to get into. So in that sense, I'm talking about voting, you know, just not necessarily just voting itself, but pay attention to your district, you know, even though you don't know what's going on, even though it's nothing to do with you. Take 15 minutes a day, 10 minutes, I don't know, maybe one day a week, to look into your resources of, you know, like your counties, and see what's the representatives, electives that are trying to get into it, you know. Because let's say, for example, when you do actually vote, when, you know, when it's actually the time when you have to vote, and you have the president that you got to vote for, but then you see all these other candidates that, and you can't say no to any of them because it says, or you, some of them, you says, I don't contest, or I don't know, and then it goes to the default. So again, what if you're just, like, for me, I know I do this a lot. I vote on the candidate based on their name. I'm not even reading them. Like, oh, that sounds like a Hispanic name. Yeah, let's get that one. Let's get more. Yeah, that sounds like a majority prep. But just because you're, you know, a minority or something that's relatable to you, you would think, doesn't mean that they're helping them, your community out. You got to understand that. How can I explain it? Everybody's universe is different. So, example, me, when I say I want to change the world, I'm thinking about my world. I'm not necessarily going to, you know, it'll be great if I can help out the whole world. Like, you know, that's why right now I'm homeless, because I've been trying to help out. Trying means initially failing, if you look at the dictionary. But, yeah, I've been trying to help out everybody. Everybody that comes up to me, yeah, let's go. Like, that's why my car wash is actually done right now. It all started because I hired a helper on Facebook. I didn't even want a helper, but he started talking to me about, oh, I donate plasma and I need help. And well, I've been there. I've actually lived that. I have scars. I have a tattoo specifically to cover up that, because I don't want to see the hole. And then I told him, you know what? I don't have any money, man. You know, I can only charge me. And then at that time, I was actually having a lot of customers. And I was moving and progressing. You know, I was making like a good amount of money, guys. Like I could say I made more than $4,000 in a month, just half a month at that. But again, I'm working hard nonstop, no rest. I'm advertising nonstop. I'm making videos. I'm, you know, cleaning cars, making short clip videos on Instagram or Facebook, or putting stuff on Angie's List, Craigslist, Google advertisement, you know, just pushing to do what I have to do. So yeah, I hired him necessarily for pity, but more empathy, you know. Like, I'm like, I know what you mean. I've been there, you know. I don't want you, like, if I have the opportunity, even though I don't have the best opportunity to help, I'm gonna do it. Unfortunately, people don't look at you the same way you look at them. Some people go over there like, oh, look at this guy. He's almost the same age as me, and he's all, man, fuck this guy. You know, I'm gonna rip his shit apart. Maybe, I'm not too sure. And maybe he was just a little bit, you know, not so right in the head, and doesn't pay attention or something, and they didn't just left things as half-assed, and that's why things happened, you know. The way I look at it is the way my mom showed me is when it comes down to a company or a employer or anything you're working or anything that's not yours, she told me this, like, don't polish a trophy that's not yours. I never really understood that. Now that I'm a little bit older and I see things, I'm like, wow, you know what? That's kind of reality. You know, if I don't really own it, why do I care about it that much to polish it? Like, again, like for example, this. Yes, I'm helping him out get some money because he needed help. But if I tell him to do a specific task that I know that it's a very tedious or something, this is my company, not his. If I know that I need to have a, let's say for example, how it happened, he actually, the module that I use for my car to make it electrical and do the generators in the area, I have it connected directly to the battery, and I have you know, breakers and stuff. But what I did is when I first started my company, I would disconnect the cable and put a black, you know, like a black cable of electrical tape and a box or something on, you know, the wiring, so that way I can put it into the car and everything can be really legit, like incognito. They don't even know I have a company, because I didn't want to show anybody that I had a company. I wanted to start small, kind of like, don't judge a book by its cover. My car was looking ugly. It was it looked like a project car almost, you know. It looked like a little junk car, but I had it hooked up from the inside. Everything was, you know, custom. All I had to do at the end of the day was maybe paint it. But again, because I'm focusing on company, product, advertising, I did put a bit of maintenance, but it is an old car, and it wasn't specifically made for a company. It was just an A and get to point A and get to point B car. But I had bought a mechanic. I had a 1995 Suburban, and what I did is I paid this guy $900, and I was gonna give him another $200, so that way, you know, we can get things done. Basically, it was upfront, you know. Again, I trust humans. I really do. I give them the benefit of the doubt. He was one of my customers when I used to work at O'Reilly's. So he was like a mechanic shop, and it was an actual shop, you know. That's why I felt comfortable giving a down payment, because I said, hey, it's a shop, he knows me. I not necessarily completely, he even offered one time when I was, you know, kind of bad, he's like, you can go sleep inside the location tonight, whatever. Like, no, I'm not. But again, I digress. I was so busy with my company focusing on this one. Okay, oh my gosh, there's so many things. Let me go back to the guy. That's what I'm saying. If I had time, I could easily make a script or organize all these topics, but because I'm literally just thinking and overviewing things, because I have so much time to record inside this library and edit and stuff, you know,
So it's very time consuming. But yeah, with this kid, I told him specifically while I was, like, let's say, cleaning up or something in the back, I said, hey, we're leaving. Put the machine inside the back, like I showed you. And I told him the first, because we had like three clients, I think. So the first client, I did half of it, and then I showed him what I needed him to do for the next client. But again, it's not his company. Why should he polish it? Why should he care so much about certain things? He just looks at it like, I would look at it the same way. Like, hey, if I just put it there, it wouldn't really matter. To me, it matters because I have a certain projection of how I have to have my little cars, because it's not a commercial truck or nothing. It's literally a little car, so I need to figure out how to make things work. So what he did is he just jammed the box inside the whole direct, you know, like there's an opening right there next to your exhaust, you know, where your intake manifold is. He just jammed it in there, and then he closed the hood, and then we went to the third. This is the last customer we have for the day, and it was an upholstery cleaning and an outside. So I'm over here trying to make videos of, you know, like showing people how I make products, and I think I have it right there still halfway. And then I tell them, okay, let's start the machine up like I showed you, turn it on, this is how you do it, da 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 da. He should already know, it's already been two guys, and he's old, you know, he's like my age, and you know, he's not like a kid that can't understand. I was like, if I can figure it out, why can't you? But again, we go back to the same perspective. Sometimes people don't have the same mentality as you. They're not in the same mindset, I guess you can call it. Because if I think I saw a meme or something, but it's totally true. Sometimes when you talk, and you talk too much, or you talk very smart or something, people might look at it as being arrogant. Or even at that, will become jealous. Because you're talking so much about how these things are, and you're not trying to be negative, you're just trying to help them out and give them information so that way they can, but they're not in that mindset. They have such remorse or hateness of themselves or of the environment that they're in that they have to lash at something, you know, subconsciously or consciously. But yeah, so basically that happened, and then he broke the pressure washer too, dude. I'm like, oh my gosh, guy. What happened? He's like, I don't know. It just didn't start working. And then I dropped him off home. I'm like, all right, we're done for today. Like, I'm just going to pay you your $40. And then when I get to my, you know, I'm over here going to Home Depot. Lowe's trying to figure out how to buy a simple pressure washer, you know, electrical one, so I can get this done. Because this is a specific pressure washer that I bought in Germany so I can get this done. My company, and now I have to find some American based one so I can, you know, figure it out. And so I go to my glove compartment where I had $50. I want to change it from a buck to a duck. But yeah, and I remember when we were going to go to the third client, we went to this random auto shop, and I told, hey, we're going to go inside, buy some parts, and we're going to leave. And while I was paying, I told him, hey, I forgot my cash. Go inside the middle console. No. Not my cash. I forgot my business cards because I was trying to give out business cards and get more clients. I'm always trying to make clients. So I was in line. So I'm like, hey, give me some cards. I forgot them. They're going to be in the middle console. Just come back when you're done. And I didn't think nothing of it. So when I go into my middle console, when I'm done doing all these things, I should have $50 there. I didn't have my $50. He literally took my $50. Like, he broke my pressure washer. He broke my car, because now when I opened up my car, there was wires that were broken. They're hissing like liquid wires, like transmission wires are messed up, or, you know, rack and pinion wires, you know, like the transmission stuff. Later on, I figured it was my company went so down. My rack and pinion broke, my radiator started messing up, the starter broke from another mechanic that broke it, and then it's so much stuff, guys. Like, I literally have videos of me. I'm actually going to put these on YouTube as well. Of me doing mechanic, because they literally kept breaking my car. And I keep paying money to people because I give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, I'm literally going to people who are business owners or people that are from the street that seem like they're, you know, legitimate. But just keep running down to the same quagmire things that keep regressing you to this same loophole, like the cycle of suffering. It's like, oh, sometimes you got to get yourself out of the mindset of not necessarily just saying, oh, I'm going to help others as though I'm going to help myself. No, just help yourself. Like right now, I'm learning this the hard way. Like, yeah, I want to help others, but no, dude, they don't want to help you. Some of them do, but the majority just are looking out for number one, like always, which is you. Or themselves, obviously, if you're talking in first person point of view, number one is you. But after that, I also lost my apartment because of employers and because of this. All of this happened because of the helper that I got and the mechanics. I had to basically look for a 9-to-5 or some kind of employment. I have video of audio documentation of them, how they're disrespecting me. They burned me in the butt. I went to work at a, first it was okay, I worked like at four places. I even worked at a donut shop, a City Stop, convenience store, and even I even worked at a mobile detailing company just like mine. They were from California, and I tried it two times. I just recently worked with them one more time, and I had to leave because they were so disrespectful. Like, they are supposedly eco-friendly too, but they're using like 15 to 50 gallons, 100 gallons a day just to wash like three cars. I'm like, dude, I literally just washed like freaking five cars and I only used 60 gallons. And there were SUVs, all five of them. And basically, it's like it hurts me because they're just thinking about money and thinking about just, it's an open field right now. The market for the car wash, which is eco-friendly supposedly, or blah blah blah, or but they're just using generators. Like, I don't use a generator. I use my car itself as a generator that produces electricity, and within time hopefully we can go to a zero emission carb or something, but we're not there yet. That's why I was using this car, but now I'm homeless because of this thing. But it's okay, I'm not tripping. That gives me an opportunity. Like right now, I just got a job at the Springs Preserve, I don't know. And it's cool because it's next to nature. And now I'm not talking about my business, not doing anything about my business. I'm just going there, working as like an average Joe, and rack up my money so that way I can, because I've been living off the grid since November 27 of 2021. Right now it is, what day is it? March 17th, 2022. And I just basically became homeless like a week and a half ago because completely because my car broke 4 days ago. I barely I went to, oh my gosh, dude, it's so many things. I can keep rambling. I literally went to Mexico too. I was living off the grid and like in Lake Mead. I have videos of me living like off the grid. I'm gonna post them soon on my YouTube. But yeah, I was living with my dog. That's the reason I was doing that, because there was nowhere I could leave my animals. I have a hedgehog and I have a Russell Terrier Shih Tzu. He's an asshole. But I figured out, like, you know what? Since I have my car, it does have 60 gallons of water. It does produce 3,000 watts of electricity, which is 18 continuous amps or 21 max. And I have my company things. I have enough space to where, like, I'm thinking, you know what? And I had bought a cargo mat for the top, and I have my laundry. And I said, well, I can live off the grid. I can go, and then I know how to. Well, I don't know, but I know that there's certain legalities or things that you have to go through based on the parks and regulations. And I also have it documented, so that way you guys can see what is right and what is wrong, how to. If you have something called gray water, where to throw it out so that way you don't get a ticket, you know, all these little things that I paid attention to. So when you're doing off-grid living, you literally can live legitly and okay. So also, I was doing laundry over there in the mountains with my car, and it was so cool, dude, with my dog, you know, doing some fishing. And whenever a customer would call me, I would just go to Vegas and just do the car, you know, do what I had to do. And again, this at this time, because I'm homeless now, I'm just thinking about, well, off the grid and living. I'm thinking, okay, so instead of using this money for, let's say, toys or, you know, some kind of clothing or food, no, they gave me, you know, to figure out how to, you know, buy the essentials that I need and rack up all this money so I can just, you know, buy the LLC, like I was talking about, how to start your own company about being homeless. And It's already been like four times I've canceled with the city of Las Vegas because I can't get a break. Like every time I have an opportunity to do it, I do it, and then I make this meeting, and the next thing you know, something messed up happens, so I have to cancel. And then I call them up again, and then I do it again. And then like right now, I just did it last week because I just got this job at the Spring Reserve, and they scheduled me on Tuesday when I made the appointment like a week ago. I'm like, oh, I just got this job a week, like 3 days ago. I'm like, crap. But again, it's like, you just gotta keep moving. Don't think negative and just keep progressing. Like, I just recently just came back to the States on, I think it was March 18th. I was in Mexico. Basically my car, it was okay and everything, and then my phones got disconnected, so I was like, oh crap, I have to think about how to make a phone. So, and I had to make no customers, so I said, oh, I can probably go to Utah or Montana, work as an iron worker and try to rack up like that, because I used to be a union iron worker for 1/6 rebar, tying rebar and metal. But I don't want to do that kind of job, you know. It's I think about life as work smart, not hard, and I can do it, but it's like, do I really want money or do I want my health? But again, I digress. So at that moment I said, you know what, wait a minute, I still got my animals with me, and it's gonna get hotter and hotter, and because I live in Vegas and it's dry heat. So I said, you know what, no, right now it's still false spring, that's what we call it. And I said, I can probably go to Mexico because my family, they recently unfortunately had to leave the States because of just, you know, people of Trump. But so what I did is I decided to go to where they were at, you know, they're by the board, by the Baja, you know, where the, you know, next to the beach and stuff. So I said, you know, I can leave my animals there, I know they're well taken care of. And I said, you know what, I can probably leave my car and all my products there too, since I have already made some kind of YouTube videos, I have some kind of, you know, advertisement in social media. I can go to Mexico and do the original plan I wanted to do when I first became homeless, which was basically find an intern, someone that I can train, show them how to do social media marketing or anything that I do in my company, so that way they can do it over there and make their own profit. And at the same time, if they want to make American-based profit, I can help them out somehow. You know, if you can send me, you know, find me leads, you know, obviously I'll pay you for the lead. But, you know, it's equivalent exchange, I would assume. Later on, once I start doing the LLC things, I can figure out how to, you know, legally bind you into a contract or something, so we can be more of like associates. Again, I'm not that in that position yet because I've been just so focused on just making ends meet because of all these downfalls I'm having. It's like almost as the planets are in retrospect or something. I don't know. But again, I don't really take too much thought into it. I just keep moving forward, and it is what it is. But yeah, I went over there, and it was a hellhole. I couldn't do nothing. Unfortunately, you know, it was a ship that crashed and burned. My family is in the, you know, sometimes you can't mix family with business. You know, there's some people, they don't want to hear that. They just have their own things or their own dilemma that they want to focus on, and they don't want to put too much effort in anything else. You know, and it's understandable. So I came back to the States, driving over here, and boom, both of my tires exploded right in the front of Sloan, right the last exit from Las Vegas. Somebody threw some beers or something on the floor, and it broke my tires, splattered them. So I had to literally park and camp inside my car for like 3 days in a shell. And I appreciate one of my customers, and the shout outs to him, Trap Cuts, you know, he did me a solid, you know, he helped me out to come back to Mexico. He sent me some money, and you know, that's how it is, you know, paying it forward. And not to mention, you know, I'm still gonna, you know, pay him back for whatever it's worth. But and then he also helped me out to get some, you know, drive me to a certain location. I had other followers as well giving me help, lending me some tires to get out of that location just so I can go to pick a part and, you know, just get out of there and just get things done. After that, the second I did that, it went up within a week, and I came back to Vegas. After that, the second week, I landed a job at a framing job, like delivering doors, and I was making a decent amount, $15 an hour. Unfortunately, I came late the other day because, again, my car completely broke. What happened now is, this is so bad. It's like one thing after another, guys. Okay, look, watch. So I'm working, and they pay me weekly. So I worked for 2 weeks because it was 1 week. So that week did the payroll, whatever. And they only pay me like $500. I'm like, really? It's not bad. But I was hoping like almost $600, but it is what it is. Okay, so I go to the DMV. I had to charge like $110 for late fees because of my registration. You know, my insurance is like two months of insurance that I didn't pay, so that's that. Almost $200 and something. I had some kind of a parking ticket that the mechanic that had left my car one time didn't even let me know, so it was like $80 there. So it's almost like $400 and something I'm already spending just so I can get the plates again, which is okay. I need to, because I need to keep my company up and running. I gotta make money so I can buy another car now. You know, I'm already thinking like, okay, I'm gonna work on a 9 to 5 Sunday and Saturday. I'll make some money for my company and then just work like that and, you know, live off the grid again, you know, do things how it is. But I think, again, this little car, it's taking its toll. It just couldn't survive. And the transmission, well, went the second day I drove it, and I was going to the 99-cent store, and bam, my whole tire fell again. The ball joint from the bottom fell this time. The CV axle somehow shifted off, and the transmission somehow jammed or something, the steering box or something. So it, when I put it to park, it went grrr. So I was like, oh, I have no money now. I literally can't go to work. And this is on sightseeing, so if you come late, you're fired. There's like, they're very strict about that. So I was late, they fired me. They gave me my check the second day, and with that money, I'm invested into buying this mic again, because I couldn't find my mic. I left it at my friend's house, because she's been going through some hardships as well. So she was able to help me with some of my storage for my items. God bless her, I would say. Or I'm Buddhist, so, you know, may she be blessed. Torolacha, Hashem Yehaverocha in Hebrew, or I mean, God bless you. Or in Sanskrit would be Buddha Saranai, and Tarawan Taranai. It means may the Buddha bless you, and may the three jewels bestow blessings on you. But man, it's been a roller coaster. And right now, like, I'm still working, doing things. I'm focusing on getting a car now again, and doing more videos. Like, sooner or later, I'm gonna have to post all this documentation, all the videos I've been jamming into an external drive. Like almost 2 terabytes of just 4K editing and videos. But yeah, just a quick little overview of where this company and this podcast is standing. And I do apologize, guys, for such a late review of, you know, my podcast. But I'm glad you guys are still here, and I should have be getting more and more content soon, now that I figured out how to progress. All right, guys, well, enjoy your day, and have a blessed day.